You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Welcome back, Big Wigs. So happy to see you all again, to hear from you. We missed you. It's another episode of Big Wigs Podcast. It's Anna and Dre, your hostesses with the mostesses. What's going on? What's up?
I'm sorry. We promised a celebrity catch up last week, and guess what?
It didn't happen. We did leave you off with that, didn't we? But it's okay. It's fine.
There are so many of our celebrities that we want to do right now, too. So we're going to have to bang out a couple and just like drop. But
you know what?
We're getting bored
because a lot of our people are hot right now. Sometimes they go ups and downs. You know, it's fun to follow them and you have to keep up with all of them. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's just the season. It's getting hot outside. Summer is approaching. But our celebs are out.
I got to debut Chris's new wig. It's funny because she did the bob a while ago and I bought a bob. And now in Paris, she's only a bob.
Interesting you say that, because do you think it's her real hair and she just slicks it back, or did she add mini extensions?
I don't know. You never know with them.
Like, yeah, I know. Because
either or, they look so good, real, that I'm like, couldn't even tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, you're so right. But it is funny when Chris changes it up. Out of all of the sisters, out of all the family, she's maintained the same look.
Yeah.
Since day one of the show. So it's interesting to see her when she does debut the new look. The one that was most shocking was Met Gala a couple years back. Remember when she went blonde?
Oh, yeah. It's funny. When she changes her look, she looks like Kim.
She really does. I think they really look similar.
They do. She's so pretty, Chris. Like, she can do anything. Like, whatever work she's had done, I'm like, I don't care. She looks good. Even Jared was like, she looks good. Like, there was a side-by-side. You know how all the accounts that love to do, like, the, like, then and now?
Yeah.
And, like, the work, Chris, the facelift she's had, like, the work she's had looks so good. Like, she looks the best she's ever looked, I think.
They really are aging like fine wine. I mean, regardless of the work they've had done, they really look good.
I was going to say, what is it if it's not fine wine? Like, they're aging like a scientist making a robot. Like, they're like, they're getting like pieced back together in a way. Like, same with J-Lo, in a way that's like, it doesn't look bad to me. You know, it doesn't look too much. Like, when people are like, it's too much. Like, when they criticize like Joan Rivers or Dolly Parton, or like, you know, there are a lot of female actresses where they're like, you know,
it's
too
gone
much.
Too far. Yeah, the filler has really, it's transformed their face. We call it the Lindsay Lohan or the Anne Hathaway, because them bitches, that's crazy. And then, well, there's so many other stars that I actually don't even think they've done a lot of work. Like, I was looking at an old movie with Gabrielle Union. The girl looks exactly the same.
Yeah, good work.
So I don't know if it's good work. Maybe it's just that they got great jeans.
You're very naive to it. I'm always like, nope, they've had lip filler. Nope, they've had they've had a facelift. They've had this. They've had that. Like, I think I'm like so into it because I'm going to do it all. Like, at this point, you know, I'm like, I have like a couple more years till my first facelift.
You're like, we're waiting. We're counting down the days.
I just need to make the money to be able to do it, though, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it is worth it, though. Find a way to write it off. Catch me up on what's happening, because you just had a really, really big
day, big weekend,
big day that you had. We're recording this a little bit later in the afternoon. I mean, not too
and
much
I'm low energy.
Than we usually do, but yeah, I'm gonna try to bring it up. I've had three coffees today. I'll try to bring up the energy. And but you had a really big day, so you should be excited.
So here's the thing. I don't know if you guys who are listening saw, but last week on Sirius, like Instagram, like Sirius XM Instagram, they were like, enter or like, want to see the women of And Just Like That at a town hall moderated by Andy Cohen, like RSVP here and tag a friend or whatever, you know, like one of those. Yeah. Like, I was like, this feels fake. Right. But I saw that it was happening. So, you know, I fucking like did my like research. I was like, who in my universe do I know, you know, who could get me in for that? And it wasn't even like in like tickets. Like, I don't know if anyone hasn't been to Sirius XM Radio. They do these a lot, these kind of like town halls or whatever for different shows, for different press opportunities, you know, like And it's kind of like the studio that's like, it's in glass. So like people can like stand around and watch, and it's small. It's not like a big thing. So I texted like my friends who have had shows at Sirius. Like I was like, is there anyone there who can just get me on this list? You know what I mean? Like, I don't need any special attention. I just need to go. And I don't know. I commented on the Instagram post for Radio Andy or whatever, like ... Miranda, I must go. And
good plug.
Thank you. People know when I Miranda someone in the comments, they know who I am. They click and see who I am. And I am Steve. And I got an email Friday afternoon and it was like, congrats, you've got two tickets to, or like, to, you have to RSVP before like 9 a.m. tomorrow to confirm your spot on Monday. And I was like, oh my God. It was like the best news ever. It was like I booked a movie. I was like freaking out. I was like, oh my God, I get to go and see them and like maybe like meet Cynthia Nixon. Like, it's funny because I've seen her in person a couple of times, but not since I've done the impression. Not in a way where I could be like, it's me. That
totally
person. And now that she stitched my video, I know she knows who I am. And so my friend came with me and we went today. And you guys, I'm off the heels of like meeting the fucking Sex and the City is the only show I watch like over and over and over and over and over again. I had seen Kristen Davis at an Earth Cafe once in LA that scarred, you know, that was like the best thing ever. And I had never seen SJP in real life. That I can remember. I've never seen her in real life.
That's so crazy. Oh my
also,
God.
Also, Sarita and Nicole Ari Parker were also there, who play Seema and Lisa on the show. I kind of felt bad for them because they're both like great actresses and they're, you know, they're so talented and great. But it's hard being on a press tour with the other three. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it was like the three and then they were in the back. Like I sent you a photo and Andy was moderating it. And so there were like maybe like 50 or 60 people there today. And
that's a huge turnout for that small little space, though, is great.
Oh, we were on like everyone was on like stools, like standing around like it was like, you know, it was packed.
Yeah.
And they did their talk. It was basically like, I don't think it's going to air, I think, for another week because they were like episode one. They were talking a lot about episode one. And I was like, OK. And before they like started, you heard Cynthia Nixon go, and when does this air? Like, because they have to like fake it. You know, all these shows fucking tape like we do. We all fake it. Like,
totally.
Today, yesterday. And so it goes, you know, I took so many photos. I'm like, I can't believe I'm like this close to them. Like, this is so, like, I'm just fangirling out over the show and them. And then they were like, if you plan on staying for a photo, please line up here. And I was like, a photo like
me.
I thought, just like the Getty photos of you went to Sirius XM, which I've every time I would do like Michelle Collins or whatever, they always have the photographer and you take your photo like you were here, you know, because they have their like in-house photographers. So I was like, wait, like a photo like with them. And then they like leave and go back around and I go, oh my God, we're going to get a photo with them. This is me. I did not expect them all to do photos. Like,
right. I know. It was like, this is a real photo opportunity.
SJP hanging out on a step and repeat.
Yeah.
Taking multiple photos. Like,
never.
I'm blown away by this. So so here's the thing. I wore a white t-shirt and jeans. I wore a blazer and I wore my Steve shirt around my neck. Okay. Like I'm at a fucking, you know, golf outing. And I brought the wig in the bag. Okay.
Yeah.
Shoved the wig down in the bag. And I thought, here's the thing. So we're in line and they're taking these photos and I'm like, okay, I should just put the wig on for the photo. I don't need a fucking Getty photo of me with them. Like, I look like shit. You know, I look tired. I was like, the whole point is Steve gets to meet Miranda. But then they go, okay, we're doing it in groups of four. You'll be in groups of four for the photos because the women weren't going to take a single with everyone.
Of course.
So then my friend is like, well, these photos are going to like live in someone else's phone too. Like, you know, and I was like, whatever. If they don't know who I am or Steve,
right.
You know.
Right.
But then I thought like, if they say something like I'm jeopardizing now four of us, you know, if they're like, can you not like do any funny business? Like there were security guards. OK. And it was very much like, please go here, take your photo and then you can scan the QR code as soon as you leave by the elevators to find your photo later when it's uploaded. You know, it was very like systematic. Mm-hmm. And I'm panicked because I'm like, I gotta fucking do it. So we go up to take the photos. I'm not in the wig. I want you guys all to know. I just went up. I was like, Anna, just be respectful.
Yeah.
Go up. And I said, and my friend is like, well, we're before the other two women in our photo, so you got to go next to Cynthia. And I was like, duh.
Yeah.
So I go up and I go, hi. And she's so nice. She's like, hi. I go, I'm the comedian who does Steve. And she goes, Miranda? And I go,
stop.
Yeah.
And she knew immediately.
Miranda? And I'm dead. I'm like, oh, yes, that's me. And then we take the photos and I go, oh my God, can we do like a Miranda together? And she goes, of course we can. Absolutely. And then we get to say hi to all of them. And Kristen Davis, so she was next to like Sarita and Nicole. I don't know if they knew who I was. Like they were like, oh, cool. Like they were like nice. And then I say to Kristen Davis and Sarah Jessica Parker, I'm like stars. I'm like, I'm the girl who does Miranda. And Kristen Davis goes, oh, I've seen your videos. Oh my God. It's so funny. And Sarah Jessica Parker goes, oh yeah. And I'm like, okay, she's faking it really well. I don't think she's seen my videos, but I'm going to go with it. And then they go, they're like escorting me out. And I was like, well, no, Cynthia Nixon said we could do a Miranda. So I'm like standing there and the guy's like, ma'am, you're going to, I'm like, stop ma'aming me. Okay. He's like, you're going to have to go. The QR code's out there. You're going to have to get in the elevators now. And I'm like, Anna, just fucking wait it out. And then Dre, I'm in the elevator bank. Okay. And they're kind of done the photos. I like waited. I like kind of, where's the QR code? I'm like walking around. And I said to my friend, I go, I got to fucking go. I got to do it. I got to get her before.
Got to do it.
And the door opens, someone's coming out, and I sneak in, and you hear them go, excuse me, she was, and I see her, and I go, can we just do one, and she goes, no, she's good, and she puts her arm around me, and I get my one little fucking Miranda. I think she thought it was a photo, which I also took, but I was like, and then I said to her, I was like, thank you so much. She goes, it's so funny. And I said, David Eigenberg's so nice too about it. We've DM'd a couple times. And she's like, he's the best. She was like, my whole heart. And I was like, love you.
You did
just
the damn
like that.
And just like that. Listen, even if you didn't have the full wig on, that would have been too much, actually. I think this was even better that you just...
You're making me feel better. And as a fellow impressionist and my podcast co-host, I was like, she'll make me feel better. Because like... Yeah. I'm kicking myself. I'm like, Anna, why didn't you just put on the wig when you snuck back in? But I really didn't want to get like put on a blacklist at SiriusXM. Like I work there sometimes. You know what I mean?
They would have had your picture on the do not let enter list. And you really would have been in trouble. No, I think it was perfect. I think you humanized yourself. It was a real interaction between two people. Like you're a lover of the show and of both of their characters. And the whole Miranda bit is so great. You don't. The problem with us is we're just so stuck in our... We need to get into character and put a wig on, but you can also do the voice just with you. So I think it still had the same effect.
I sure hope so. It. But, you know, you and I talk about this. Like, you don't want to ambush. I would never want her to be like, that was too much. Like, is this person stalking me? That was too much. You know, like, I think she loved that I was like, it's me, I do. And she's like, yes, it is. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you left it on good terms. You don't want to freak these people out, okay? Because they're meeting a bunch of people that they never met before. So, I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't want to do that. And there is a fine line between being an obsessive fan and having them say it's too much. That'll still have the same effect online. Once you post that, people are still going to love it and still going to say, oh my God, you got to meet her. You literally got to meet Miranda.
It was the best. Little does she know I have met her a couple of times before. Not like introduced like hi, but I've seen her in person a couple of times. They were all so beautiful too. I was just like, oh, God, I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Or whatever they're drinking. And they made fun of, you'll hear it on the episode if anybody listens to like Sirius, but they all made fun of Cynthia Nixon for her Tupperware. Like she brings Tupperware wherever she goes. Like they were like on set to events to whatever. And Sarah Jessica Parker's like, she always has celery. She always has like nuts or like, you know, some sort of like.
Yeah.
And then she goes, oh, well, I eat the same lunch every single day unless I'm out. And Andy's like, what's your lunch? And she literally, Dre, she builds a fucking sweet green salad. She's like, kale, quinoa, sweet potatoes, pickled red onions, avocado. She like listed like a whole. I was like, wait, this is her lunch every single day?
That sounds delicious.
Wait, and Andy goes, you are such a lesbian.
And you got to have the nuts in there and the greens and the, she drives a Subaru.
I died. And she was like, I am. And Andy was like, I was like, the fact that he just like fucking said that
I know.
Is so funny.
They're at that level. Like, you just say anything.
Because he also like, I don't think he cares. You know, he had cue cards. He had like a whole, you know, agenda.
Yeah.
But he also like, he's friends with SJP. He's a fan of the show. He was on Sex and the City. Like, he can kind of just like, you know, get away with it. I think like other people couldn't unless you're Andy Cohen. Because he also, I'm sure in their like outline, it's like, do not bring up Samantha, right? You're not supposed to bring up Samantha when you're doing press for Unjust like that. But he was like, so we don't have Samantha anymore. And you see Kristen Davis's eyes go like wide. And I was like, but he was like, but Sarita, your character, Seema, she is just sexy. You know, she's kind of filling that hole. And I was like, oh my God, he's just going there. It was really funny.
I love it. That reminded me of, did you see Cynthia's Instagram video where she gives a tour of her kitchen in the Hamptons?
No. Montauk?
In Montauk, yeah. And it gives off that same thing about the plastic container. She had like a million vases on the top of the cabinets, and then she had nuts that she was holding. It's very the crunchy granola vibe.
Yeah.
And but it's perfect. I love it.
Like, people always say like, oh, they look so amazing. And I'm like, when I'm that rich and successful, I'm going to look that amazing too, because someone else can cook me that fucking lunch every day or shop for me so I have it available. I can go in my fridge. I can grab that fresh raspberry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Someone, the chicken's already there. Like, right now sometimes it's like I'm starving. I've had zero time. I'm going to live off Pringles today. And that's just the day, you know?
Yeah, I've been there. Been there.
My skin's breaking out. Why? Oh, I ate a bag of kettle chips for dinner last night. I'm sorry. That's where sometimes I'm at.
Yeah, I'm always impressed by the people that fully make themselves dinner. Martha Stewart says, I think you told me this. She was doing an interview and she says, I've never ordered in. I never do takeout. What?
I call bullshit. I'm going to say Martha got stoned and I think someone else fucking ordered for her.
Maybe she
didn't push the buttons on her phone on the app.
You mean your assistant ordered in for you? Yeah, that makes sense. I just, in my mind, would love to have that. Would be your Susie Homemaker. But no, that's unrealistic, especially in our day and age when you can push a button and you have any food you want delivered to your door.
Yeah, literally. Tell me about you. Tell me about your weekend. I know you didn't meet Cynthia Nixon, but
yeah,
other big things in your life.
I didn't meet Cynthia Nixon, but I did get the reason why New York is so great. There's a million bajillion things going on at once in this city. So I got a little ad for the Manhattan Vintage Show, which happens twice a year, I want to say, in Manhattan for a weekend. And then they also do one in the Hamptons.
Okay.
It's a huge curated big room of all of these top vintage sellers. Some of them have stores and some of them just strictly do Instagram and online business. But I saw it and it's even for people who just love to walk around and look at trinkets. It's just such a cool, interesting thing. But I signed up. You can get a day pass. I went in. I was immediately overwhelmed. Like there... It's like going into a tchotchke antique store with every single type of designer bag you can imagine. It's so cool. I wanted to buy everything, but it wasn't, you can't think of it like a yard sale. Like these are still expensive things because these items you can't find anymore. So if there's like a real legit Gucci bag from 1995, it's going to be still like $900.
Yeah.
So you got to go in there, but the people in there, amazing people. Like artists and all of these interestingly dressed people. It was
good people watching.
Oh my God, the best. I met two amazing, it was a mother-daughter duo and they talked me into buying this cool embroidered leather jacket. They're like, we're not going to get it, but you should totally get this. It's so your vibe. You can wear it to a Knicks game.
Did you get it?
I bought it. I was like, ladies, it's $300. Like, stop pushing this jacket on me, but I'm also obsessed.
Wait, I want to see it.
I have it right here actually.
Oh my God, show it to us.
Okay, so it's got all New York things.
It's so cute.
I have the Zoom thing on where, you can't, I don't know if it's a little hazy. You can't really see the.
But it's embroidered.
Yep.
I love it.
Full
I think it's
embroidered.
So fun.
It's a cinched at the bottom. And,
it's a bomber.
It's a bomber jacket. It's got the Empire State Building on it. It says New York. And then it's just got...
Does it have the Twin Towers or are we post 9/11?
That would actually be so cool. It's got the Nets, the Jets on here, the Empire. But yeah, I don't see the Twin Towers.
That's probably for the best, you know?
I know. The memory would be amazing, though. Yep. But...
That's
really cool. Really
cool
stuff. I found my mom she loves the old Coach saddlebags, crossbody. They're leather and they have this clasp. She used to have one ages ago, but I found her a really good condition one. So I got that for her. And then I got another leather jacket. I found it's a French company, but it's a nice little cute crossbody leather bag I got myself. And then some scarves.
So you shopped?
I was shopping, but I wanted... Oh my God. There was so many unique one of a kind items. There was this one bag. I think I'm going to make a whole video about it because of all the cool things I saw. But I only went for one day and I only had maybe 4 hours there and the time did not exist. But by the time I walked out of there, it was 6:30 when it was closing. I had every intention of only spending 2 hours in there. But to go to every vendor, I mean, you need 3 full days. It's insane. Yeah. But the coolest fun people were in there. And I mean, the jewelry, the old Chanel belts. I was going insane, Anna. You would have been obsessed too. Like all this old, the old Fendi saddle, the Dior saddlebags, yeah. Beyond. But you need, I mean, you need at least $10,000 to walk in there and do damage. Like that's how much money I wanted to walk in there with. But obviously, I was not with well, that type of
money. Sounds
like
you did a little damage.
I did a little
damage. You didn't leave empty handed.
Totally. I mean, you can't walk in there and not get something. But there were some items where I thought, am I being gypped? Like, is this a real bag? You know what I mean? And then some people I talked to, they were saying, you can go to Canal Street and get the same type of vibe for $30. But it's about the quality and the real leather and the history of it all. It was so cool.
Girl, I don't judge. I fucking, you know, I like the real deal.
Yeah, right. And I wanted
I'm a real deal girly. I'll save my pennies. I'll save them.
Save them and then you buy yourself something really, really expensive and nice. And it's a gift. But I mean, I wanted to go back. But there is another one that's happening in the Hamptons, I think, in a month. Maybe we'll find
What's it
ourselves
called also
out there.
Happens. I can't remember the name of it. But in Brooklyn, they do it. And my favorite vintage stores go and participate. I can't remember the name. They do it in L.A. and Brooklyn. And it's another good, really good show. It'll come to me. I'll send it to you or I'll post it when I find it. But it's... I can't remember the name right now, but my friends who have the store on Bedford who are shout out, they follow me and maybe they listen to the show, but they participate in this big show that happens. So, well, same thing with me. I have a Zara box downstairs at my doorman. So I too shopped.
You too. Look, I'm all about the high low. I want to buy, like, I love having a super nice item, but then mix and match, but the vintage shopping is just so good. Sometimes you find some real treasures that you didn't even know. You walk in those places and you don't even know what you're going to find. That's what's fun about it. It's a treasure hunt.
It is.
So many good stuff. But that was my weekend.
I love that. Well, we had an amazing catch up with our cruise family last week, which we...
The Absolutely Not Heather McMahon crew. Yes.
You guys, we will never do an episode now of this show without bringing up the cruise.
It's our buzzword.
It is our buzzword. We do have to take a break in a minute, but I just want to casually mention that night. That night was epic. Raymond, Tina, Heather, you and me, and we all got a great dinner together on the Upper East Side. Bomb dinner. And then we went to a bar. It's so funny. We tried to go to the Carlisle and it was busy on a Tuesday, rainy Tuesday night, which is just rude. I wanted to be like, do you know who she is? She's Heather fucking McMahon. Like,
yeah, I'm not sure if you guys are aware.
They were like, you could stand at the bar for $20 a person. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? No.
Yeah, and it was my first time there, and Heather was talking it. She was explaining it to me. She was like, it's this old school, like the piano and the vibe and the ambiance.
Oh, my God, it's the best. And Elaine Stritch lived there, which Heather didn't know. I'm like, watch the documentary. She lived there.
That's so cool.
At the Carlisle.
And we couldn't even get sat. I mean, they just told us, grab a one-inch section at the bar.
It's okay. We ended up at the Mark Hotel, which is just good. Another chic spot. John George does the food there, my old boss. And if you guys watch the Met Gala, the Mark Hotel is where everyone comes out of. Like, that's where they all get ready for the Met Gala.
How do you get that job, though? Like, as the Mark Hotel, what are you doing?
What do you mean?
How did they get to be the home of the Met Gala exits? Oh, you know, it's because it is close proximity, but there's also other hotels nearby that could have done the same exact thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think most of them have it, but the mark is like, I guess, become the like elite people come out of the Taylor Swifts of the world will come out of there or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's where the paparazzi like parks it because you can't be in all places at once. Right.
Of course.
But what a fun night. Like, didn't you have the best time? I love hanging out with them. I feel like we're like a cruise. Like once you've cruised together, you're on a new level of friendship.
Yeah, it's so true. And I also loved watching Heather order the food in person. It was a sight to be seen because she knew exactly what she wanted. She ordered for the table and she was good to me.
She goes, do you have any dietary restrictions? And I hate when people ask me that because I have to be like, all of them. Yes, all of them.
But she was good about it. She was like, no, I respect it. And she actually guessed what you had.
I can still eat. You know what I mean? I never leave hungry. And if I do, I'll eat something after. I'm not one of those people that's like, me, make sure I'm fed. Like, I can give a fuck. I eat plenty in my life. I eat it fine dining. I can make it work wherever I go. You know, if we're at a birthday party and they only have large pizzas, that's where I struggle. And you know what? I'll eat after.
I'll grab a bag of Doritos after. No, here's my impression of Heather ordering a dirty martini. I'll take a slightly dirty Chopin vodka. Okay. One olive, and I want the glass chilled. And then the server goes, ma'am, we don't have Chopin. She goes, yes, you do. It's right next to the Grey Goose. I see the bottle there.
Yeah.
I was amazed. Our girl knows her vodka bottles. It was very impressive. And the guy said, he was like, do we really? She was like, yeah, you do. When I walked in, I saw the bottle. It's great.
It was so funny. No, I love that. And I love, you know, like, I think it's funny because a lot of people are naive to ordering like a martini and just think it's so fucking trendy that they have to order a martini. I'm like, you don't even like it. Don't order it if you don't like it.
Don't order it if you don't love it. I got into it because I was sold on the blue cheese stuffed olives. So once I saw that, it was over for me. Then I loved it.
Don't you remember what I told you when I was bartending back in the day and they asked for blue cheese olives and I'd be like, oh, we're out because I hate blue cheese. Even when I ate cheese, I mean, I didn't eat cheese then, but I hate the smell and taste of blue cheese so much that I was like, I'm going to lie to these people because there's no fucking way I'm stuffing an olive with blue cheese. Because it wasn't like now places have it like done. You know what I mean? It's part of their prep.
Yeah.
But back then they didn't because it wasn't really ordered all that much. So if someone ordered it, I'd be like, no, I'm so sorry. Is my boss around? I'm like, no, we ran out.
Yeah.
Fully lie. I would lie about wine too. I would be like, this Sauvignon Blanc is amazing because it was a twist off. I didn't want to fucking do the whole open the wine at this table.
Anna, what the fuck? I would have fired you on the spot if you were my employee.
Well, that's why I was never a good server or bartender. I'd lie and I wouldn't do my job well. I ran the door like a boss. I was a maitre d'
You
could
have that
years.
Job. Yeah, that's your job for sure.
For sure. I knew the VIPs. I made the money. I made it happen. I made the fucking floor work. I fucking killed as a maitre d'. But it was so fun to hang out with them. And guys, spoiler, but can we spoil it? We may or may not be on an upcoming Absolutely Not podcast. So stay tuned.
Cannot wait for that. Yeah, we can talk about it. Yeah, I think
we're
so.
Scheduled. We're scheduled.
We're on the books, so it's definitely happening. Yeah, definitely can't wait for that. It amazes.
All right, we got to take a quick break, but we're gonna be back with some. We got a lot of tea to talk about. We got a lot of tea.
Yeah. We're back.
Okay, We're back. I forgot a detail of that night that when we hung out with Heather and Raymond and Tina.
Yeah.
Dre and I are at the bar with Raymond. We were like waiting for our table to eat dinner. And you guys, I got a DM from the one and only Hilaria Baldwin. And I mean, this Dre, did I not panic?
No, this was insane because you got a notification, but obviously it didn't read what it said. So you're sitting at the bar like, holy shit. She has never written back to me. And we were just talking about the video that you just did and how funny it was, the book press tour and how she's promoting her book. And what happens? But when you talk about people and then it happens, it's crazy. It's like you talked it into existence.
They heard it.
The universe heard it. She DMs you. Yeah. Our jaws are dropped.
She was like, I'm considering it because I said we should make a video together. Yes. Like, I think that'll blow up the internet. I think some people are probably like, you know, I think it'll be great for her.
Yeah.
And some people will probably be like, Anna, what are you doing? Because they like hate watch her. And I get it. But I'm also like, this is funny to me. Like, she's like an icon, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, in her own right, she is. And she's got a book out. So anyway, she was like, I'm entertaining the idea, whatever. We went back and forth a little bit. She's got a social team now. I haven't even caught you up. So I said to her, oh, that's great. You have a social team. I said, well, let me think of something. I said, here's my email.
Yep.
Pass it on to your people, right?
Yep.
Because, like, I'm not doing this over DM. And she was like, she said the names of her. So I go, oh, okay, great. Here's my email. Dre, I get an email. When was this? Tuesday? It must have been, like, Friday?
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't know what happened. He emailed me, one of her guy, her like social people, and I was just super busy. I saw the email, but I didn't get back until like later that night. This must have been like Thursday or something. And then I was like, let me flesh out an idea in my head, because I really want it to be positive for both of us. You know what I mean?
Of course.
I don't want her to get hate. I don't want it to be like whatever. And I want it to be funny. And so I was like, let me polish this out a little bit and I'll get right back to you. And so I took a night. I spoke to my friend Robbie, who I used to make a lot of content with. And I came up, we had the best. I have a great idea for the video. I really like it. I wrote it all out. I sent it over to them. And then, oh wait, before this happened, I forgot to say, I get an email. You'll love this. I'm going to screenshot it and post it and send it to you. It just says, Hilaria, she emails me. And it just says, what's the plan? Hilaria Baldwin. Like, imagine opening my phone. I open my email and it says, email from Hilaria Baldwin.
What?
And it says, what's the plan? No subject. I was like, am I being... Because part of me, you guys, I'm not going to lie, Dre, part of me thinks this is how I get murdered. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I'm going to show up at her house and she's going to have people to kill me because I don't know.
Was anybody CC'd on the email?
No. Well, once I opened it, I saw that her social people were also on it because I hadn't written him back yet. And then I was like, okay, guys, now they're like into it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now they're both emailing me. And so then I wrote them back an idea. And then I don't hear from her for a couple days. And I was like, you know, I said I could shoot it like, I said, I leave town on Wednesday. I could shoot it before Thursday. I leave town, whatever. And I didn't hear back from them. And then today, her social guy, I haven't contacted him yet, but he was like, here's my number. Call me and we'll discuss. So I don't know. I'm a little like, did she like the idea? I'm like, I want to be like, so did you guys like the idea? Like, is it
right.
A go? So we'll see.
So you're waiting to hear back for the feedback.
No, I have to call this guy. You know, I don't like phone calls. So I'm like, I have to, I didn't just pick up the phone and call him right away. I had to go to this event this morning. So I'm just like, I'll call him after.
you're honestly putting off Eladia's impression for a Steve impression. Okay. Listen, we've got
priorities.
We got to keep it up.
We got to keep it up.
Did you think though Eladia was going to be angry with you? Because that's always...
Well, she was. You saw the message she sent. She was a little nervous at first. She's like, are you trying to make fun of me? Is this? And I was like, no.
But the way that actually, once we read that, we said, oh my gosh, she's internalizing all of this. Like she's a real human and these people
get
sensitive. She's sensitive. Yeah. And I thought that changed her persona for me a little bit. I saw her in a different, softer side.
Mm, okay.
You know, because you see this woman who's on the TV and she's like, you know, F you guys, whatever you think about me, whatever. Like she still posts her yoga poses and, you know, everybody gives her stupid shit for all those things that she does. But at the end of the day, it's part of the brand. She has to continue doing it. But then when she was a little bit worried about that, I thought, oh my gosh, girl, she doesn't want to be made fun of. Like this is a serious thing.
I'm a little nervous though. Like, cause don't you think this is how a horror movie starts? Like I show up to like shoot a little TikTok video and it's like, actually, her team is like there to like, you know, capture me and put me in a van and like send me away. I'm like, I hope it's okay, you know?
Yeah.
I think it'll be fine. And I think if we actually do it, because remember this, you know, you've done this sometimes. It's teased and you're like, maybe we'll do it. And then the schedules don't work out or whatever. So you're like, until it happens. I mean, I'm only telling the bigwigs, but I'm not going to like post about this yet. You know what
right,
I mean?
Until it like comes to fruition. What you need to do also is hit up Bethany Frankel. I feel like you're on a good streak right now.
Bethany?
Yeah.
Because, you know, Bethany's in Florida. I don't know if you've heard. Have you heard? Bethany moved to Miami, Drive.
Bethany
so
moved.
Unless I'm in Miami or unless we're both in the Hamptons or New York City at the same time. I don't know.
It's going to be hard to catch up with her. Yeah. She's fully relocated her whole. She's picked up her life and moved it to Florida.
Yeah. I mean, and she's a busy lady. Like when we met her, you know, she was bopping around. She was in and out. She was like places to go. People to see.
I've never seen somebody work a room so fast.
so fast.
Like, she came in with objectives, did what she needed to do, got the content, and then headed out. Yeah.
She was like, dance, dance, shoot it, goodbye. And we were like, yeah, what? Girl, what's going on?
That was
so
funny.
Girl,
oh my God.
Anyway, that was the update on the Hilaria Baldwin story. We'll see.
A very big update. I'm really hoping for this one because... and there's so many things you could do with her. So I hope it actually
I'll tell
works
you my
out.
Idea off air and you'll tell me what you think.
Okay, please.
I pitched a full script.
You have
not full.
But you know, because you know what? They're gonna wanna know what it is. She's gonna want the idea fully and fleshed out.
They might have a totally different idea and I'll have to say, great, I love it. Let's do it. Who knows?
Great, I appreciate it.
Right?
Yeah. Tell me you remember the Gwyneth Paltrow goob candle.
The vagina candle?
The famous vagina candle.
Yeah, what? I never smelled one, but I'm familiar with the story. Is there another one?
I never really smelled it either. It didn't even...
2.0, it's the taint? What's happening now?
The taint. I don't know, but it's back in the headlines. And to be honest, I couldn't really tell you why it's back in the headlines. I think somebody asked her about it again, and then she felt the need to bring it back up.
Okay.
But regardless, I love it. There's really no news about it other than she doesn't regret doing it and she knows that it broke the internet and she thinks that people should still buy it. It's basically the news.
Got it.
It's really...
So she's just... Sales must be low is what
sales
you're
trying to must...
say. Goop is like, get it out there again. We're low on the vagina candle sales at the end of the week. They're like crunching the numbers and they're like, that candle...
If you could
have a candle, what would it be?
Oh, of any earth scent, like a scent you're saying?
Any candle. Yeah, if you were like, this is the candle that represents me and my brand.
I mean, could I have a warning of this question? This is a loaded question.
Go with what's on your heart.
What's on my heart? Well, candles for me make me feel safe and comforted. So I almost want to say... I want a candle that brings me back to old Christmases where I feel like a kid and everything was so easy and simple. So that wouldn't be really my brand, but it's what makes me feel the most safe.
That's good.
Is those like old school, you know, when back in the 90s, Christmas in the 90s, and it was just a easier, like you're not coming downstairs to a new phone. You're coming downstairs to this like brand new Polly Pocket gadget and your life was complete. Like that's all you really wanted, you know?
Creepy crawlers,
maybe, yeah, like a cassette tape or a new, like the old school iPad, something along those lines. Like that's what I'm imagining. And your mom just made cookies and everything's great.
We just went from creepy crawlers to an old school iPad. I'm like, nope, didn't have an iPad.
I'm remembering, like, it's like the first prototype of an iPad, though. It was like the chunky
iPod?
One. iPod.
I was like, girl.
Yeah, no, not iPad.
I still don't have a nice iPad.
Same. No, the old school ones that don't even have a screen on them. They just stick onto your shirt. You know, one of those old
iPods.
Like, yeah, it felt. What would be your scent? I mean, if I really wanted to make a scent, then it would be like a full on nice scent that's similar to my perfume. But I don't have my branded scent.
I have like favorite smells in my life.
Yeah.
So I think I'd make candles out of my favorite smells.
Definitely.
Do you know what I mean?
Definitely. Like, yeah.
Because I bet my favorite smells are someone else's favorite smells.
Oh my God. Yeah. And that's why people make the. What is crazy to me is when celebrities have, I don't know, like 50 perfumes, like Paris Hilton can't possibly think that all those perfumes smell good.
No.
There's no way.
Enough. Good enough. Right.
Yeah. I guess so.
Do you know what one of my favorite smells is, and I don't think there is a candle that is the scent that I would just die over.
Yeah.
Like a straight up, like a gasoline candle that smells like a gas station, like gasoline.
Yeah. Ugh.
There was a candle of that. I'd be in. I'd sell it.
Funny you say that. I just got my oil change yesterday. By the way, my car is donezo. She's on her last leg. I've already said this before, but I still went to go get an oil change just in case I need to drive it to Wegmans in the next week or so. But I walked into
living on the edge.
Living on the edge. That's actually should be my tagline. I should make a candle about living on the edge. I walked into Pep Boys and the smell of tires, bitch.
Good one.
It's intoxicating for me.
You know what else is so intoxicating for me? A new can of tennis balls.
Oh my God. Give it to me. Give it to
me. No, it's like yes. I'm high thinking about it.
It's better than a Sharpie. It's like more intense than a Sharpie. Yeah. I can. I do it right now.
Like, I've done it. You know, I played tennis my whole life. So whenever there's a new can, I was like, people look at you and they're like,
she's got a problem.
What is she doing? I'm like, I didn't get dessert last night. Let me have it. Let me have this.
That's the same level as the tires for me. Or going down into the subway, not the New York subway. I'm talking about any other clean subway that doesn't smell like piss. But the I think maybe it's the gas or the rub. I don't know. Something like of the, a train. It smells like metal, mechanical. It smells good.
You like that?
I like that.
See, we could make our favorite scents as candle big wig scents. We could make candles.
Oh, we're gonna make a gasoline and tennis ball candles. They're the funnest. Yeah. Oh my god, I always see it and I go, that's what I want to do.
We should make fucking candles. You guys, one day we're gonna cut all the like dreams we had. Like, one day we're gonna make candles, you know? We're gonna make a spritz and then we're gonna fucking have it and it'll be like so cute to play on a screen and we'll be like, we manifested that.
Remember, we made that happen. Yeah.
Yeah, that gasoline candle, that's a thing. Anyway, where were you the other night when the Brooklyn Bridge was hit by a boat? Did you see that? The ship hit the Brooklyn Bridge?
Oh my God. I almost posted about it and then I realized how severe the accident was. It was no joking matter. I was watching.
People were hanging from the mast.
So I go, why are people up on the mast? But they were doing a whole
training.
They were training and they were showing off. It was, people were taking videos of it and pictures. Like, it was a huge thing. But I just turned on the news with my parents. They were in town and we literally just put it on and it was breaking news at that moment. And I'm like, is this for real? Like, is this SNL? What's happening? I couldn't even believe it. And then the videos came out about it and the videos are crazy.
Yeah. I was doing this gig in the city and I drove there and then I was done and I got in my car and it was like 10:30, 10:45.
Yeah.
And it said like 48 minutes to get home. And I was like, what? That's at this weird hour?
Yeah.
And it's because the traffic was so bad because I guess the bridge was closed from earlier. So I have to take the Williamsburg Bridge if, you know, I'm downtown. And it was just like everyone was being funneled to Manhattan or Williamsburg. So it was just so hard to, and I was like, what's happening? And I like opened my phone and I like immediately saw all the videos of it. And I was like, oh my God.
I want to say 20 minutes prior to that, we were passing over the Brooklyn Bridge. And I was just looking out. I think people do this a lot when you're looking over the bridge. I was just looking at Pier 17, like all the areas right around where it all went down. And people, the videos were from people, the bystanders were on Pier 17. And so I'm just thinking like, oh, look at Pier 17. Look at those people having the best time. And bridges are so crazy. What happens if this bridge, because the same thing happened, a similar thing happened, except the bridge actually came down in Baltimore.
Yeah,
I remember
that.
I'm thinking like, God, these bridges have to be so strong. And then we turn on the news and that happened. But the masts clearly snap in half. Thank God that nothing happened to the bridge. But people lost their lives. Like, it was a
two people
serious
died
thing. Yeah.
What? 19 were injured. Because you saw them just like come down. Yeah. So I was like, holy shit. And I saw a lot of people making jokes about it online. And I thought, no.
Yeah.
It's not funny.
When people get injured, obviously. But when you think about like a Mexican huge sailboat hit the bridge, I mean, the thought of it is from a TV show almost. But then when you involve like what they were actually doing and what it represents and then the people actually got injured. Yeah, it's not funny anymore.
It was also confusing because I will say the boat looked like a tourist attraction. Like there were a lot of lights on it.
Yeah.
It looked like it was like
Mexican,
is it someone's wedding?
Flag.
Like no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it didn't seem like a, when they said it was like a training, you know,
Navy vessel.
I was like, a Navy vessel. I was like, wait, it looked fun. Like it didn't, you know, it looked like a party. It didn't look like, who knows?
I was about
so
to,
bad.
Yeah. Nick actually told me, he was like, you should make a video of your dad being like the Mexican captain before we knew that this was actually severe. I thought, yeah, what a funny concept of a video. But no.
You know, that captain's probably like being questioned for murder.
Yeah. Well, they said it was a mechanical issue. Again, the same thing as with all of these boats and these planes having issues. It's just, you're thinking, what are you talking about, mechanical issue? Like, yes, if something goes down, that makes sense. But when there's not a blackout or it's hard to validate that storyline.
I now think of that every time I fly. I'm like, oh, this is not safe anymore like it was. Like, I'm a good flyer. I can just fucking get on a plane and I'm like, okay. But now I think I you know, have more anxiety about it. I'm like, what if, you know?
What if? This could be the last time. Don't fly into Newark. Newark's an absolute shit show right now.
Yeah, and every day people are in, like, accidents or, like, it's so bad right now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Right now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It is insane. It really is.
What else do we want to talk about? Oh, God. Speaking of a pilot, what did you write? Pilot faints in the cockpit.
I can't. All I... it's a well, this is going to make you scared even more. Yeah, I don't know. All I saw was...
yeah, I'm flying four times in the next 10 days, so no brush.
Yeah, yeah. Know? No, not at all. Well, this one, it was a Lufthansa.
Yeah.
This a pilot faints in the cockpit, and the airplane was on autopilot for about 10 minutes, but it was pretty much just like freeballing itself because nobody knew that he had passed out. And I think you always have to have another pilot next to you. I mean, your co-pilot is always there, so in case something happens. But yeah, I don't think nothing, they were able to, it was fine. I think the captain came to and was able to fly, safely land the plane.
I'm going to say this. You know what? As a passenger, and even as a passenger on that flight, did we need to know then? Did we even need to know right. that it was on autopilot?
These.
Oh, I think you're frozen for me.
Yeah, I'm freezing for myself as too. I don't Can know what's going on. Are we back?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Did you hear what I said? I'm like, we didn't. If everything was okay, did we need to know?
That's what we have too much news at our fingertips now. That's what's happening. So no pilot for 10 minutes during this flight. The flight from Frankfurt to Seville, which was carrying 199 passengers, six crew members, flew around for 10 minutes without a pilot in command of the plane. The pilot, Scary. The co-pilot of the Airbus fainted. Okay, well, the captain was in the restroom. Okay, actually, there was nobody in the cockpit.
That's crazy. But also, don't tell me that.
Yeah, things we there's don't need to know. Things, the pilot was taking a shit.
And was anyone injured? Know. No.
It flew around for 10 minutes without the pilot, and they were aware there's an investigation report.
What was this on? People? You know, someone wanted to sell this story.
Yeah, you're right. This is on a news center from Maine. NBC okay. Maine. Okay. All right.
They didn't have a big news day. I guess they were like, I heard a plane flew without people for 10 minutes.
Right.
Without anyone flying it.
The captain.
That's crazy.
After the captain took allegedly a shit, he tried to enter the regular door opening with the code, which triggers a buzzer in the cockpit so the co-pilot can open the door. He did it five times with no response. So that's when he knew something was up. So I guess they had to. They had
oh
to
my God.
Open it.
Like, unless they, like, dropped, you know.
Yeah.
5,000 feet or whatever. It is something that, like, I'm like, don't tell me. Like, unless it's, like, something I'm like, what happened there? They landed safe?
Right? I guess they landed safe, but they had to do an emergency landing in Madrid, and the colleague was then taken to the hospital.
Oh, God.
You know, things we didn't need to know. If the plane was landed safely, like you said, don't tell me.
Well, I guess if you have to do an emergency landing, they're going to have to tell you why.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's not visible. That's so scary.
That is so scary.
Anyway.
So scary. Are you watching anything, by the way? I'm trying to get through the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, and it's...
I tried watching the first season, and I got bored.
Anna, the thing with these women is their ages, they're all either young 20s, and the oldest one is 32, and they all got kids. The husbands I find odd, and their lives are so intertwined, and there's a lot of gaslighting. There's a lot of negativity. What's crazy is this is supposed to be a healthy, very, very wholesome community of women. And that's why I think they created the show because it's the opposite of that. It's just all of mm-hmm. these religious, in quotes, women that are actually swinging and, yeah, and they have multiple babies by different men. It's crazy to me. I don't know. I'm watching the second season, but I'm not very. It's not attentive. I'm not being attentive to it.
I haven't turned it on. I've seen like people talk about it, but
yeah,
not in like people don't seem to be as obsessed. Do you know what I mean? Like I think right. it's like hit its course in a way.
Right. I am interested though when these women talk about the reason why they're still on Mom Talk is how lucrative it is.
Sure.
They're on Times Square billboards, okay? They're doing six-figure campaign deals with brands. Like, this shit, you can't really... Why would you want to go back to work at the factory in Utah, you know? Why?
So crazy.
Got to ride this wave. But the girls, they all kind of look similar. They've all got that long hair.
Yeah.
Besides Whitney.
There's only one person in the town who does the extensions. And right. She's given it to all of them. That's what I said last season. I was like, yeah, they have one hairstylist for these girls. Like, they all share the same girl.
And she does their extensions, and they're all carbon copies of each other. I mean, the hair is just long and stunning, but I'm seeing double.
I told Jared I want to get extensions again. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah, I want like down to my ass hair for a little while. Summer might not be the time to do it.
You will? Thank you. Okay, great. I will, because I want to see you with the crazy long extensions. I think it'll be good for content. I think it'll be, you know, we can do Mormon wives impressions.
Oh my God. I know, we said that last season and then we didn't do them.
This one I actually think could, there's more to work with, I think. There's even bigger fights than I think the first season. There's a lot of coming out of, there's tea.
I'm watching Hacks.
Hacks. How are you liking it?
Good. I mean, I'm caught up. You know what I mean? I'm watching the season.
I'm very invested in Summer House and the reunion's coming up. So I don't want the season to be over. I've actually really enjoyed this season.
I've never seen an episode of Summer House. So I'm sorry. I can't participate.
It's okay. I think the season was really, really good. I was able to talk about it. You know who loves it? Taylor loves it. And I got to have my Summer House recap. It's, you know. The season's over, so.
Yeah. Are you watching, did you see, I feel like everyone famous and everyone I know is in Paris right now.
Yeah.
Literally. Like, I know at least 4 people on my Instagram who are in Paris, which essentially makes me feel FOMO and, like, I want to go back to Paris. I'm like, I fucking love that city.
Yeah, me too. What are they doing?
Everyone's there. People are just there right now.
They're just there. Okay.
And Kim is there. Because they're all there for the Lauren Sanchez Bachelorette, right? That's
my
what's happening.
God, yes. You know what?
How did Chris get invited? Because it's all the girls and Chris.
It's all the girls that went on the Space Odyssey adventure.
Of course. Katy Perry. Well, not all of them, but Katy Perry.
Yeah, a couple of the women. But I do feel like they have a good relationship. It's Kim. It's Katy Perry. Kim didn't go, but they also are very close with Lauren Sanchez. Like, Chris is very close. It's that rich people hierarchy friendship.
Well, Chris was at the
famously
the launch.
Chris was at the launch, and she was talking on the mic. The mic was hot for Chris.
Yeah, but Kim was also there for her trial for the robbery. Did you see how many diamonds she wore,
bruh? You know, is it actually a statement, or is it kind of crazy that she wore that much money, like millions of dollars of diamonds on her neck?
Like, extra diamonds. She's like dangling the heart of the ocean from her neck to walk in and be like, fuck that guy who fucking stole my shit. I mean, like, it was a scary thing for her. Yeah. I don't discredit it, but I'm also like, I don't know. I feel like I've seen more of like that, you know, like coverage of that trial, coverage of like Gwyneth Paltrow's trial. Like, there are real life problems happening, and like, these are life problems, yes, but these are rich people problems too,
right?
It's like, why are we seeing more about Kim's outfits for court than, like, you know, what's happening in our own like judicial system? Like,
this is what people say all the time. It's distraction.
It's crazy.
We're shown
really
this.
Crazy.
Did you love Chris's oversized, speaking of useless information, but they were comparing Chris to Mean Girls' Janice Ian in her oversized suit and the slicked hair.
Loved. I thought it was iconic. I really do.
Sneaky bitch. I just was reminded of Mean Girls.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was really funny. You know, I've been tempted to do a video. My brain wants to do a video of Chris in that outfit because it's just so funny. She looked like a clown. Like, and she's so skinny right now too that she was like, the bigger the better, doll. Like, put a tent around me, you know?
Yeah, and I used to not love, I love an oversized blazer and then thick or like a sleek pant, but I actually was oddly loving this oversized pantsuit that she had on. I really did.
Yeah. I love an oversized pantsuit. I have some oversized stuff like that.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be hard for me to do the video. You know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to say. I just, the slick back hair of it all. And then she had this like bob with this like updo, like, and she was like rocking the like side swept bang. I was like, look at these dudes. Like, she really, Paris really brought out a new Kris Jenner.
I feel like they all go through different phases. Of course, Kim's been in the same phase, but Chris loves to change it up.
She really does. And I think different countries bring the best out of her.
Yeah. Now, are you still following up with all the Dancing with the Stars shiz? Like Gleb and... Who's Gleb's ex-girlfriend? You know, the really hot, the hot couple. Maybe it wasn't Gleb. I think it's Gleb. It's Gleb Sevchenko.
Yeah, Gleb. His dance partner, the model.
Like a Brooks Nader.
Yeah. Is that who you mean?
Yes, Brooks Nader. Have you?
Yeah.
Did you stand them as a couple? And now that they, now obviously he was cheating and now she's single and now she's come out with a quote that says she's open to dating a woman.
Well, here's the thing. I'll say this.
Here's the thing.
She's shooting her reality show right now with her sisters. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if this is all like storylines we're going to get. You know what I mean? Like almost like a PR move, like a tease for all the like.
Of course.
Because like you get a reality show with your family, like you got to have some tea, right? Like,
of course. Which, by the way.
But yeah. Why wouldn't she date a woman? Like she could date anyone she wants. She's so hot. Like God. She might as well just date everyone.
She really is hot.
She's the hottest of the four sisters. Sorry to the sisters.
Well, you know what was interesting? I was looking up. So I saw this new show happening and my friend Lucho was just taking photos of her and the photos were just absolutely phenomenal. It was a Sports Illustrated event they were there doing. Amazing. Honestly, wish we were invited. That event looked amazing. It was like a Sports Illustrated pop-up thing over the weekend. Yeah. Of course, we were busy vintage shopping and seeing the stars. So we were busy, but we didn't get the invite. And I think next year we should be hosting a panel, just saying.
But I was for Sports Illustrated.
For the Sports Illustrated, obviously. I'll wear a bikini. Yeah. Anna, please.
Me too. I'll show my rolls.
Same.
I'll be like, don't worry. I'll look uglier than the models. Don't worry.
Oh,
like,
no worry on that, guys. You have
I'll
nothing
be pale.
To worry about. Don't worry about
I'm
it.
Like, unless they pay for a spray tan, don't worry. It's pale right now.
Yeah, but I was reading up on the sisters, and I didn't realize they have such exotic look about them that I all thought that they were from Eastern European, or they had a little bit of, I don't know, I wanted to say like Portuguese in their bloodline, but they're just four American daughters, like sisters.
Where is their, they didn't say like where they're like ancestors are from,
you know, or? You're right, but like the parents just looked like regular American, like a regular American family, and then
just
their four
regular
daughters,
degular wife,
regular,
how boring.
Yeah, but I'm looking at these daughters, I'm thinking, God, they look Brazilian, Portuguese, or like, they just look so exotic to me. Am I crazy for saying that?
No, it's funny. They're hot.
They're all hot, but
you're kind of like, it's kind of like we live in a time where it's like, wait, that white girl's hot. Like she could be white and hot. And it's like, yes, I can. Thank you.
She almost looks Eastern European to me. They just have these very elevated, like, Eastern European features. And so,
I'm going to say one thing to you again. They're having good work done.
But you have
None
to have a
girls,
good base face. Like, they all
do.
Look, all four of them are going to have, like, great work done. I mean, yeah, that's possible. But they're from, I'm looking this up. They're from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Love it.
Their father?
Was Forrest Gump.
Bro Nader is senior financial advisor at Wells Fargo.
His name's Bro?
His name is B-R-E-A-U-X. Okay, so
love it.
So they have European influence, and the mother's
Bro Nader.
Bro Nader. And his wife is Holland. Her grandfather, Sam
names.
Nader, is the assistant athletic director for football of the LSU Tigers. Okay, this family, it's I'm seeing a little
Nepo.
A little Nepo. It's, yeah.
It's giving Nep.
It's giving the Nep. But you know, listen, they've all done amazing. They're models. They've got a new show. So they've used the NEP to the best advantage. And that's what I love to see. Wait a minute. She's 28. I know.
She does come off older.
Doesn't she? I'm thinking, give me 32, 33, 28. She was born in 1997. I really need to sit with that information. I'm sick to my stomach about it.
I'm going to go test Jared and be like, how old do you think Brooks Nader is? Because, you know, he watched Dancing with the Stars.
Oh,
I'm going to ask him.
Ask him all the sisters. Ask him all their ages. There's no way she's 28.
Is she the oldest?
I think she is the oldest. She's the oldest of the four daughters. I'm sick, Anna.
Wow.
I'm sick.
Okay. It happens to the best of us. You know, I'm so old now that it doesn't even shock me anymore. I'm like, yeah, I guess so.
It's these people.
Was she 17?
Are you good at telling people's ages, like younger people? Like, I'm pretty good at telling young kids. I'm like, oh yeah, they're four, they're five, because my mom had a daycare growing up, so like I can kind of do that. But now I don't know who's, I can't tell ages anymore. The work is too good.
Yeah.
Their faces are changing. People's bodies are amazing. I don't know. You're 70 it's years hard. Old and now you're telling me you're 30. Like, I would believe you.
I know.
Going insane. All right. Listen.
We got to wrap her up.
We've got to wrap a tat tat.
But this was fun. Guys, we will get in our wigs soon, I swear.
It's been a whirlwind. Listen.
It's been a whirlwind.
We've got stuff going on. Oh, my God. Wait. Okay. Here's a big thing. Check out the Hampton Storyboard Magazine. I'm coming out with my origin story. It's coming
Wait,
out.
What?
It's the Hampton Storyboard Magazine. I have a feature in it. An article that I talk about my impressions and what inspires me and what I'm working on now and my connection with Teresa. But it's coming out. The Memorial Day issue is coming out this coming weekend. So
Fun.
If you're in the Hamptons, pick up a Hampton Storyboard and they'll also have the article online.
That's so great. Congrats.
Thanks. They love their housewives and they love covering that. So when they reached out, they really wanted to talk about the Teresa of it all. So it was a really fun interview. And my pictures, I didn't have a lot of good pictures to send them. So I clearly need to have a photo shoot done because they were like, what pictures can you send? And I sent them ones from like professional events and they're like, yeah, but do you own this picture? And I was like, no, it's a Getty image. What do you mean? So who knows? Maybe there's like some old ass photos that I forgot what I sent to them, but
that's fun. We'll have to story it.
We have to story it. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's great. If you're in Toronto, I'm going to be there Friday night for a show. If you're in Toronto, come out and see me do comedy.
Toronto. Yeah. That's going to be really fun. I'm really excited for you. Canadians, they're wild.
I know. I had a lot of Canadian HQ fans, so I hope some people show up. So
I hope they do.
We'll see.
All right. Report back to us. Love you guys. Have an amazing week. And, if we get our shit together, we'll have an episode for you. But we've got so much going on. We're busy.
All right. We'll see you soon. Bye, guys.